It's the fourth annual report on health rankings and gives a snapshot of the overall health of counties. Abby Kofsky is a senior program officer for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which developed the report with the University of Wisconsin's Population Health Institute.
What the rankings do is they recognize that our health is really influenced by a number of factors, such as tobacco use, physical activity, the safety of our community, and also things like education and access to quality jobs, all factors that we know have enormous influence on our health today and our health in the future. So by providing the county health rankings, a county can see not only where they're doing well and where there's room for improvement when it comes to their county's health, but how they compare to others in their state.
And it is some of these factors that propelled Rockland County toward the top of the list in New York.
In Rockland, we see a 10% adult smoking rate versus the state average, which is 18%. So that's really good. It's also higher than the national benchmark of 13%.
Kathy Henry is the acting health commissioner in Rockland County. She says the ranking shows that the work they've done to cut down on smoking has been successful.
The rankings are very important to us because, as you know, public health is population-based prevention in all kinds of services and programs. So the telling point is that we were number four last year and we moved up to number two. And I believe it's because of our relationships with the community.
And she says relationships with other agencies and county government departments. Abby Kofsky points out there is room for improvement in Rockland in the way of physical environment, for example, air quality. And Rockland's Henry says some of this can be attributed to the overall increased transportation use in the county and therefore increased emissions.
But I think the most important thing to really look at is, and the important thing for us is going back to the health outcomes. It really shows that morbidity and mortality has dropped.
Livingston County ranked number one in New York. Robert Wood Johnson Foundation's Kofsky says the high-ranking counties tend to share the following factors.
One of the things that we tend to see when we look at the high-ranking counties is we see lower rates of adult smoking, lower rates of adult obesity. We also see, and this is certainly the case in the counties in New York, higher rates of high school graduation and more people going to college. Those are real predictors of health.
Putnam County came in at number four this year, dropping from the number one spot for 2012. Westchester stayed at number seven, and Dutchess remained number nine. Sullivan County ranked at the bottom, number 61 of the 62 counties. New York's Washington County ranked 42. Abby Kofsky explains why.
People, on average, in the county are not living as long as the state average, and people are not reporting that they feel as well as others in the state. So that is, one of the reasons. And then when we think about those predictors of health, we see a significantly higher adult smoking rate. So we see an adult smoking rate of 28%, again, compared to the state average of 18%. We see 29, almost a third of the adult population falling into the category of obese.
Overall, Kofsky says northeastern states are relatively healthy. For example, Berkshire County, Massachusetts, which ranked 11 out of 14 in the state, could actually be much healthier than a higher-ranking county in the southeast. She talks about one of the major trends that emerged from this year's rankings.
The rates of premature death, and so that's dying before age 75, those rates are at the lowest levels and they've been in 20 years, and that's good news. But what we see is really wide variation between the healthiest and unhealthiest counties. Those unhealthiest counties, the ones at the bottom of the rankings, tend to have a premature death rate at more than twice the rate of the healthiest county. So that for us really reinforces the idea where you live matters to your health.
And if you'd like to see how your county ranks, you may visit our website at WAMC.org for a link to the report at countyhealthrankings.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.